He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. The Texans sit at 7-7 and the chance for their first winning record in franchise history. Well, to get that, they will have to beat the Oakland Raiders on Sunday. The Texans are weary of a trap game. I broke down this game with Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer and Andre Ware. Plus, we managed to have a little bit of fun.
Raiders, look-ahead factor. How do you feel about this one, Brooke? What's the vibe?
Well, you know, everyone thinks the Raiders have thrown in the towel, but any team can sneak up on you. I mean, they beat the Jets. They beat the Broncos. They're capable of doing it. And what's interesting, I've talked to both Andre Johnson and Kevin Walter about this. They would say the best corner in the league, and hands down, is Nnamdi Ashemuga. And I always
butcher
his name. Yes. And I talked to them extensively about this, and they said he gives them fits more than any other corner. And, you know, he can play man-to-man with you. He said, Dre says he stays with him the entire time. He said he's hard to shake. And he voted, that's who Andre Johnson voted for in the Pro Bowl. He said, hands down, I think the best corner in the league. And he said that's what makes it tough going to Oakland and facing them, is they do things that give the Texans fits. They run the ball pretty well. They're ranked 10th in rushing. And they've got a good secondary. And so, you know, with that combination, those are things that both give the Texans problems.
Well, you know, Matt Jackson brought this up last hour, and Andre and I have talked about it for the last two,
right,
3 weeks, that teams give up on the run a little bit too easily against the Texans, we feel. And, you know,
which is a good thing.
Well, yeah. We're happy with some of their decisions. But like the Titans, they get it to second and one, they throw it a couple of times, and then they punt. You know, come on. You got to stick with what brought you. And, you know, I like Gary's approach last week. Gary was not going to stop running the football. He didn't care if all we got was a yard. He was going to keep plugging it in there, because at some point he's going to break a couple. And on the most important drive of the game, where they had to put the game away, Slayton breaks two long.
And as well, the defense was playing to a level that you felt pretty confident that they were going to be able to stop Tennessee and take care of business. And they, for the better part of the game, they did exactly that.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people have said Steve Slayton didn't have a great game. You know, Tennessee really held him in check. And even the Tennessee linebackers were saying that. There was
Give me 100 every week, and you can say all you want.
Well, he's the only running back in the league to run for 100 against
the
Titans, and he's done it twice. But the thing about it was, the Titans knew that the Texans were going to run the ball, and it was going to be Slayton.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew what was coming. And Slayton still was able to move the pile, move the chains, get some yardage. And then also, he broke free for the one when it counted. I mean, that's what sealed the game. So you really can't say he wasn't a factor. He was.
Football time in Houston. And we're